message and said to look with hope to a brighter future. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Harley Davidson placing a renewed emphasis on teaching people to ride, part of its efforts to attract more customers. The company's decision to expand the number of dealerships with a Harley Riding Academy comes as the industry grapples with years of declining sales and an aging customer base. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day. And not only is it hump day, it's the beginning of flu season. So there. Anyway, good morning, everybody. And December the 27th, 2017. It's 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And that means is that the news has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, newly remodeled, same great customer service, and the same just outstanding walk-in humidor. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Boy, that studio control room arrangement can't come fast enough.
I cannot believe what happened. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm supposed to do some great things today, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I want an isolation booth. Oh, my. You have sympathy.
I've been wiped. No. Linda's down worse than I am. So it's the one who's the sickest. The one who's sickest gets to stay home.
Yeah, everybody. Anyway. I need to go wash my hands, baby.
I brought in all the, you know, those wipes you can get, you know, the Lysol and all that. I'm wiping down everything. I'm wiping down all the equipment. I'm wiping down me. I've got four of them stuffed in my mouth. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Hey, our phone line's here at 5306. Do I sound as weird as it sounds to me?
Yeah.
605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, how about some weather? Mostly sunny today, a high near 62. Light north winds, lows tonight in the upper 30s, maybe low 40s, depending on where you're at. It got cool last night, not as cold as Monday, though. Chance of rain Sunday night, that will continue through New Year's Day, and then we're back to mostly sunny skies next Tuesday. So that's the immediate outlook. Right now at Reading Muni, we are at, we're at 30 degrees. I think we're at about 34 downtown. I have to check the readings there. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Chuck Kenny and Judy Kenny, a veteran-owned business that provides gas and propane all over Northern California and probably other places, too. Give them a chance. They compare their prices, compare their customer service. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call. 365-3793. Okay. They're talking about tearing down the downtown business structure or parking structure, right? And so the headlines on the Record Searchlight, which are always specious to begin with, because you wonder about who writes them, says businesses are all for the destruction of the downtown parking garage. Well, the ones they talk to were, but I've talked to other people that said, not so fast. Because even in the article, it says there's only several, it's only over 4 or 5 times a year that it gets full.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are like peak shopping season. I would imagine around Christmas and whatever other times it is. Where are people going to park then? And therein lies a little bit of a dilemma. But they haven't gone anywhere with it. They haven't voted on it. They're just looking at it. So I don't want anybody getting too excited. I imagine they're going to come up with a plan that shows where you can come downtown. And there's going to be places to park. And it's true. Most of the time, that garage isn't that full. Have you ever parked over there?
In years past.
Ever had to?
Well, we parked there for the Christmas parade.
Yeah. Well, I've parked there before a few times. You know, you go to some of the places around town, you just park
back
there.
Back in the day, that was a
back in the day?
Yeah. In fact, that parking garage appeared in a movie with Fess Parker. I'll have to tell you about during the break. Climb an Angry Mountain with Fess Parker, which was centered around Mount Shasta. There's a scene that takes place in the Reading parking lot.
From 80 years ago. Okay, maybe it wasn't that far.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up, but yeah.
Okay.
A little known trivia
there.
It
had to be like in the 60s because that's when he became.
Yeah, early 70s.
Oh, early 70s. Okay, because he was like, you know, Daniel Boone in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. He played a sheriff. And it was a TV movie, but it was shot in and around Reading and Mount Shasta and Dunsmuir.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be interesting. I think that, you know, people should be following this if you've got businesses downtown, if you're looking at this anyway. I think it's a great idea about redeveloping downtown. I'm not against the parking structure going down. I would just, you know, when it comes up around for the explaining things, I'm trying to get everything done with one breath here. Okay. So what did you, how are you?
I'm well. I'm keeping a distance from you. Take no offense, sir. I'm wanting a hazmat suit at this juncture.
We may have more breaks today so I can run in there and blow my nose.
Oh, but you have my sympathy.
Oh. Hey, November 2016, what happened?
November of 2016.
In our town here. Something big.
Refresh my memory.
Shirley Papini, taken.
Oh, yeah.
Taken in November. 34-year-old Shirley Papini was taken, kidnapped. Turned loose, days later. Nobody really thought. I mean, I didn't think. I didn't think she was still alive. I thought whoever took her just, you know, it was over. But turned her loose. She had her hair cut. She had really long hair. It had been cut down to her shoulders. She had been beaten up. She had a tattoo burnt into her back shoulder or someplace on her. Had never seen their faces. At least said she never saw her faces. And, they're still working that case. It's been over a year. And I tell you what, you know, I didn't realize the hatred of people have just for other people until you get get on one of these blog sites like Reddit. And because I saw something, so I just switched over and I just looked at, because they were mentioning that people were saying horrible things. So I went over to that blog. Oh my gosh, people don't even know her were saying things that were so absolutely horrible. And you're thinking to yourself, what is it about these people? Why is it that, you know, that they're, you know, they accused her of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything. And it was like, you don't know that. How could you say those things?
Well,
then they're making stuff up.
As I stated yesterday, Musk's observation that people will take the tiniest piece of information and just run wild with it. Just come up with these absolutely outlandish Hollywood-style conspiracies to explain the simplest of phenomenon.
Instead of the Occam razor.
Yeah, yeah.
Which sometimes isn't the right answer, but at least it's...
More often than not, it's the simplest solution.
The simplest solution is usually the right answer. When people say things to me, I said, well, maybe she was just taken. Oh, I don't know. How could she be taken? Well, you know, I go back to this time. You know, it was during that time when... Scott, the guy that killed his wife and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Convicted of killing his wife and child, right?
Scott Peterson.
Peterson.
Yeah.
And by the way, how can... They got him for his wife and his unborn child. How can an unborn child be put up there that you're murdering an unborn child when...
We
routinely abort unborn children.
I've never quite copied that paradigm. Anyway.
But at the same time, I've talked about this before, how weird things are. I knew a woman in Orange County, there at camp, at Marine Corps Air Station El Toro. She was a civilian. She had her family and all this, and she was, you know, she was a horse rider, as were we, you know, all of us were out there, and endurance rides. And she was a nice woman. I mean, nothing spectacular about her and her family at all or anything. Her family would come and we'd all get together and we'd ride in these endurance rides. She walks out of her house one night at 9 o'clock, just go for a walk around the block. Never comes back. They find her 3 days later, 60 miles away in a ditch, down past Temecula. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa. And I was on orders at that point. So, I mean, I was leaving, but, you know, I've gone back there. I mean, I've gone back online for years. Probably don't know how to do it, and try to figure out: have they ever found out who did it?
Yeah, is it?
She just disappeared, and then they found her dead. Turns out that she had an affair with somebody at the bank, but he had an alibi.
Mm.
So then you got to go look at the husband. Her husband used to be, they were South African, and he had been in one of their South African special ops groups. and had been wounded very badly. And so you don't know if he was going to be able to do it. But it's just when you see things like this, it does happen. How many times do people just walk out and disappear and you just don't know about it?
We do not need Hollywood because the monsters walk among us, sir.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Okay, hey, let's take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, what's a good way to start off the year? How about a gift certificate to Northern Firearms Instruction for a concealed carry class, or, how about this, a advanced pistol or a tactical carbine class? All of these you can get online at usgunpro.com. The largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California is Northern Firearms Instruction. Started right here in Reading and now teaches in over 30 counties. That's right. And there's a reason for that. Top-notch. Top-notch instruction, really good instructors, all of them NRA trained, plus advanced training that they've been put through. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction, 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:16 in the morning. It's 30 degrees, going up to 62 today. We'll be right back.
You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next
lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans. But we want to also remember those that are overseas, and a happy new year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to True Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda has got the flu and it's her voice. Not like me. Not like me. I'm in here.
You're just powering through.
I'm powering through.
Spreading your disease.
Spreading my disease to everybody that comes in. I can't wait. Maybe Shannon Phillips comes in. I can give it to all of McConnell Foundation.
Oh, my God.
And I'm giving it to you and Brenda. And, no, I'll tell you what, I'm wiping my face off every second with these lights on.
Next break, I'm going to run and wash my hands. Yeah, because that's how you get the virus on your hands, and then you touch your face.
Staying away from
it.
Man, you know, I'm wiping myself down with these Lysol wipes here. Hey, this portion of the show brought
Thanks
you by
that visual.
Just my face. Wellgate Sports Club. Don't. Come on. It's not fair picking on it. It's not fair picking on a sick guy. Wellgate Sports Club, located at 12, it's on Eureka Way and Court Street. It's on the corner there, right? Okay. It's right there. You know what? I love this place. They won't let me in because I'm sick right now. I've got to wipe down everything. I just walk in and they spray me. But it's got an indoor swimming pool and it's salt water. And it's, you know, and they have Elizabeth Cowling, or Kathleen Cowling gives classes in there. What a great lady she is. And it's got Boheme Spa. It's got everything you could possibly want. This is just a wonderful place to work out.
My wife has been lamenting the fact that holidays has kept her from being able to get in there, and she's jonesing seriously for her time in the pool with Kathleen.
Well, yeah. Kathleen's a cool person. Okay, going down there, you're going to get a free workout. Take a good look at everything around there. Tell Rich and Valley that Carl, Bob, Brenda, Linda, everybody we know, Michelle, everybody, send some down there. Okay. Other things that are going on.
Things that make you go,
All right, get this. Okay, have you ever flown to, made a really long airplane flight?
Oh, yeah.
11, 12
Courtesy
hours.
Courtesy of the Navy.
Okay, well, I've flown from L.A. to Rome in one jump. I've made these 12-hour flights, 10-hour flights, 11, 12-hour flights. Okay.
San Francisco to the Philippines.
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay. All Nippon, which is the Japanese National Airlines, flying to Tokyo from L.A., made a U-turn 4 hours out.
Wow.
Because there was an unauthorized person on the flight. Yeah. And so now you think, this is not good. So they came back and they landed. Everybody got off. Turns out, it wasn't a terrorist incident. It wasn't somebody that was trying to, get over there free.
Sneak a ride. Yeah.
Sneak a ride. It was somebody that had a United ticket to Tokyo. Now, I can't even begin to think of all the things that we go through, all the agony that we go through as individuals, as passengers, as a herd of cattle that they push through here. But isn't that final, kind of that final thing, is that where they check your pass? Before you go in and they go ding, it goes ding, right? You give them your pass, it goes ding. Why did the United flight go ding when you're on an all Nippon? It's not like United Delta.
Yeah.
It went ding. Anyway, they're on the plane, they're flying. Before
so
they figure
all these,
you know what it was? It took them 4 hours to count them all and say, you know what? Okay, let's count them again because there's somebody on here that's not supposed to be. So they went through and they counted them all again. And I'm sure they counted them again because now we've got to find them. Okay, who's not supposed to be on the flight? Please, could you show me your boarding pass, please? And can you imagine? I'm not sure. This is not fair. But it was probably maybe somebody that lives in Tokyo or Japan that maybe doesn't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And you see those. And they come up to, and you try to help them in the airport and you get them to the right gate and all that. Okay, because that's just what you do. I'm just show them the pass and it's got United on it. Now, you're 4 hours into an 11-hour flight. Why would you turn around? Except that,
that's protocol.
It must be. I mean,
all these people, inconvenience, their schedules, because especially anybody who was going to make a connector and had people waiting for them, and oh my gosh.
Anyway, they got out again. They got out yesterday. Or maybe today. They're supposed to go out today.
It has been about 6 years since I've been aboard an airplane, and God willing, I'll never get on another one. I just can't do that. I cannot. We flew to Destin, Florida. Well, actually, we flew to Atlanta, Georgia from San Francisco. It was just tedious.
Okay.
Just couldn't do it.
I was in Europe, and I'd had an injury, and they had operated on my shoulder. And they, after spending like 4 hours on, you know, in the operating room, which was too long, and then, you know, a couple of days trying to recuperate while that stuff drains out of you, they put me on convalescent leave for 30 days because I couldn't move my arm or do any of this stuff. I said, okay. So I got on a plane to come back to the States.
No one-handed firing of the M60, huh?
Oh, man. I tell you what. I came back, and luckily that there was empty seats up, you know, in the beginning, you know, where you sit there by the bulkhead. Because I just kind of, like, sprawled out because I was just – I still had – This is how the Navy sent me out. I had blood all over my
uniform.
No, not on my uniform, but on the the thing to hold you up your arm, sling.
The sling
had blood all over it, and I'm like, not all over it, but it was enough. And the girl's looking at me. She goes, "Are you okay?" And I went, "Oh yeah, no, this is fine. No, I'm feeling really good." And I said, "Do you have any booze here?" So, and then I flew the 12 hours, but luckily I was asleep most of it. So, anyway, okay, now. Trump. You know, there's a lot of people that say Trump has been a failure. But
look at the economy. But they're looking
at other things, too. If you look at what Trump's accomplished, okay? Now, I'm not saying he's perfect by any means. But first of all, let's just start with the biggest one. He won the presidency when nobody gave him a chance in hell.
Yeah.
Except Vince Stevenson. Vince Stevenson, from the very beginning, Vince Stevenson said he... is going to win. And I kept looking at Vince. I said, "Vince, you know something we don't know?" He goes, "No." He said, "People are mad. They're going to vote. They're going to vote for Trump. They're not going to say anything." And Vince Stevenson was right. He should be paid. You know what? He knew more than all of the Washington Post, all of the New York Times, all of the CBS, MSNBC, all those people. He knew them all. He knew all better than all of them. They should come to him in the next election. What do you think? And Vince can tell him. He says, "I don't remember the last election. Who won?" No. So anyway, he won the presidency. He has, one of the biggest things, one of the primary reasons I voted for him, he named the Supreme Court of the United States Justice Neil Gorsuch. What a great choice.
Yeah.
Brilliant man, conservative. He's rolled back many regulations during this time. He said for every new regulation, we're going to get rid of two others. I like that. Before you're going to put a law here, get rid of two more. Combine them.
I think the great focus of 2018 is going to be the next justice of the Supreme Court.
Do you think
there's going to be a battle about that?
Right now, Justice Ginsburg has got 25 people around her just pumping her full of, you know, like vitamins.
Yeah.
From the Democrats. They're going, "Oh, please, Ruth, how do you feel?" She goes, "Well, Ruth hasn't answered. Ruth hasn't been with us for like a year."
Yeah.
But they prop her up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're scared to death.
That will just push it over. Okay, and get this. Kennedy. Kennedy could leave. Now, Kennedy was always kind of the wild card. I like Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
But if he leaves and Ginsburg leaves over the next 2, 4, 8 years, in which they will, somebody's going to have to be appointed there.
Yep.
Okay, what else has he done? He's passed the first tax bill, the tax bill, in 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
First time. And people aren't even talking about this, but under Trump, ISIS has lost 98% of the land that they held under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been, you know, tactically, as far as militarily, it's been destroyed. Are they still terrorists? Yes. Are they controlling a caliphate? No. And why was this? Well, let me see. It's under Trump. Now, things he hasn't done, but you can wait till next year. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
The rebuilding of the infrastructure. Yeah. He's going to get the Democrats on board with him on this because they've already started talking about it. How can we work with the president to get this infrastructure done? It's going to cost a lot of money, so where do we get the money from? Well, we're going to get it from someplace, but just think about this. The infrastructure, the hundreds of billions of dollars that's going to be spent redoing the infrastructure, the thousands, the hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Yeah,
these kids that are out there right now wondering what to do, and they're not over there getting over there at at Shasta College getting a welding class or a heavy equipment class or a diesel mechanics technicians class. You're crazy, guys. If you're wondering what to do, get over there, get trained, because in 2018 you're gonna find jobs everywhere.
As much as I am a fan of my automobile and the independence and all that, logically, from an energy standpoint, it makes so much more sense to beef up our rail infrastructure system for the movement of goods and people and for short-range hauls, electric vehicles. That's the way we need to do it.
You know what? It's going there. It's going there. You know, Tesla has come up with that the 18-wheeler, that's going to be pulling on by electricity, and they're going to be self-driving and all these things. So you need to get into this, but this 2018 is going to be huge, and you're going to see Palomar Builders is putting out 250 houses, 260 houses.
Yeah.
They were coming in out there. They're going to be solar. You know, they're going to have solar on them. You can have full solar out there working with power solar. I mean, this is where it's going. The downtown is going someplace. Kids, young men, young women, it only pays this much. Go to school. Trust me, you'll get grants. You'll get all types of things. Go over to Shasta College. Go over to Simpson. But go over to Shasta. Go to Builders Exchange, learn a trade, because you are going to be making money hand over fist over the next 5, 6, 7 years.
Story this morning, the national rate of inflation is hovering around 3-something%. Housing prices are at 6% nationally, 12% in California, which is pretty unsustainable, actually, but it is going to spur building growth, which is the kickstart of our economy up here for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. You know, Bill Casparino, Dana, all the gang over there, want to wish them a happy new year. They're such good people. You know, you can get we have gas cards, 57,000 different places that those gas cards are good at. And not only that, they're taking over the kerosene side of all the kerosene up here in Northern California and other places. They are looking. By the way, let me say this out loud. They are looking for drivers right now. And he can hire 7 to 8 drivers. Now, these are people that can drive, you know, hazmat and other things. But he'll train you if he has to. But he will, they pay top wages, and they are looking for drivers. Give them a call, 241-1167. Hey, guys, you're just sitting out there and you're going, well, you know, I can do that. It's a good way to start off the year with a job, huh? All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and the Kia Light Up the Holiday Sales event. Get generous year-end savings on the 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. That LX model's EPA-rated 51 city miles per gallon. Lease one today for $249 a month, plus tax for 36 months with no security deposit. Selling price, $24,299, $19.99 cash or trade, $31.30 Kia lease cash, ID 128391. 32 Niros in stock and on the way. Check out all the great lease offers at ReddingKia.com. Get $4,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2018 Kia Optima SX. $4,000 back to you. 37 Optimas in stock and on the way. On approval to credit, must finance through KMF or Niro and Optima offer. For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale ends January 3rd. Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices, and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
CNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Yeah, downtown. 30 degrees going up to 62 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 27th of December, 2017. Quickly approaching. Have you finished all your Christmas shopping, Bob?
Well, as a matter of fact, we unwrapped the last of our Christmas loot last night over at my mom's, because we were up at the other mother's on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We visited mom last night. By the way, she is doing much better.
So. I'm so happy. Yeah. We're worried there for a little while, but because I went back into one of the other rooms and found a box that had come in that had not been opened. Linda had gotten from someplace, and so she had a little mini day after Christmas or 2 days after Christmas. What was it? Day after Christmas. Yeah, a day after Christmas. Open up your packages there. So, but she bought them for herself. But she was still surprised. It'd been a long time ago. Okay, where are we going? You know, the what's going to be happening here in the next this next year? The all the things that happen. We talked about the infrastructure. We talked about how the wall. Okay, here's the other thing. How about the wall, my friends? What about the state of Jefferson? The state of Jefferson. This is going to be, you know, they've got lawsuits going in. They're waiting now to find out if it's going to go to a three-judge jury. If it does, no matter what happens, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Are they coming up with a new way of having representation in the states? What about the in the state of California? What about the United States? Can one man handle a million people? Shouldn't it be maybe 500,000? So you just double? Do you double the number of congressional representatives that are going to be there? Do they have room for them? Would they have to put them in tents, Bob? What do you think? Do you think like the tents they put, you know, like Joe Arpaio has, you know, like, so you just put them in tents outside? And then they can do their congressional stuff?
That would, yeah. If it's good enough for our soldiers, it ought to be good enough for our Congress.
Yes. Well, you know, the Senate would stay the way it is. But so do you add, so you make every congressman, okay, instead of having a million people, you have 500,000 people. And what about up here in the, I'd say if you had 12 people, if you had 12 counties that said, I really, really am tired of everything you're doing in the state of California, I would like to, could you help me with my moving expenses to go to someplace else? Now, frankly, I like California. I don't like the things that are going on in California, but there's been times in life when other things are going on in California that people don't like. And if every time that happens, we left California, it's like saying, okay, let's just give it back to them. Let's just give it to the Democrats and just walk away. Which is probably not a bad idea at times, but there's other times that when you're sitting up here and you're looking at it and you're looking at all the things that are going on, you have to ask yourself, is this something worth fighting for? Well, I think it is. Let's go to the phones. Commander Gibson, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, I wanted to call and just give a shout-out to Dick Wilkinson and the barn down on Barrow Court. I went down on every Tuesday nights and rang the bell for the Salvation Army. And they're down there every evening from 5 till 10. And I'd like to see more people go by and drop some money in the little red kettle for the Salvation Army for what good they do. And also to see a wonderful decorated area. And just to end this new year, or this Christmas season, on a note, but not only are you seeing something that has took hours of work to put on, but it also gives a lot of money to the Salvation Army, who we know the money stays in this part of the country, and they do so much good. But it's on Barrow Court off of Bonneville, and come by and see it and just enjoy the rest of the Christmas season.
Right, right where South Bonneville meets East Bonneville, and it's a fabulous automated set to music system, and it's really fun to watch.
Well, anyway, that's all I had, other than a happy new year to all the veterans, and especially I hope Belinda's feeling better, and you don't sound real good yourself, Carl.
I'm just here. Thanks so much, Commander Gibson, and it's going to be a great year. 2018 is going to be a wonderful year for everybody.
All right. Take care.
You bet, sir. All right. You know,
I was good
Commander
to hear
Marianne,
from
you commander. Know what? They're just... He's this guy that really just loves his community, has served his country, has been a hero. I mean, it's just, you know, when he's there for every funeral, he and the rest of his submariners, and there's not a lot of them still. So you have to ask yourself, you know, what, you know, you get people like him, you get people like Preston Sharp. Who's this 14-year-old kid? Maybe he's 15 now. 14. Yeah. And he starts this thing about giving, you know, he's got, you know, flowers and flags. Flowers and flags challenge. Going out, and he's put out thousands, tens of thousands of flowers and flags.
And has received national recognition now for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's won awards. He's won in the presidential awards and all these things. His mom, April, is going to be, you know, starting up with us here on beginning January 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Now, did he meet the president and all that?
I don't know if he's met the president yet. Yeah.
He's been in that neck of the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of people that are going to be starting here with us, Sue McClain.
Mm-hmm.
From... KLXR. KLXR Sadness is going to go dark come January 1st. And but Sue McClain, who is just a pro, you know, news, voiceovers, production, all that stuff, is going to come join us.
And a hell of a nice lady.
A hell of a nice lady. Somebody like that. So, you know what? So that'll start on... Oh, that first week. I'm not exactly sure it'll be the first day because, just, you know, there's a training. There's training going on in there, except she can pretty much handle everything anyway. So it will be, that's some of the other changes. Plus the fact, of course, give us a couple months and we're going to have an open house. Our new way we've got things set up here. It's going to be interesting.
Indeed.
It's going to be great. And it's going to be a reach.
Lots of wires.
She said, not where I'm going to be working, though.
Yeah.
You're going to be it's going to look like a nest of little baby pythons in
there. There will be... I'm working on the plans even, you know, during this
as we
time.
Speak.
Yeah.
Let's take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security. Been in the business here since 1968. They are the largest security company north of Sacramento. Over 100 officers. Over 200 clients. They have clients from Orville to Eureka. Public utilities. Both of Redding's airports, Redding Electric Utility, power plants, local high schools, public events like the Cool April Nights, Colt 45 baseball games, high school football games, concerts, local elections, personal events. They do your businesses. They do your and your home. They've got one program where you can sign up for this that they'll have an officer there in 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes to your house or your business.
We've gotten some calls inquiring about that.
Yeah, well, here's the number, 243-0295. But when you have a business that's this good and it's growing this fast, because they are taking over the trails, got it? You know, when they're riding the trails now, instead of the police, they're going to be out there.
Something you have been calling for quite some time.
Years. 243-0295. 243-0295. North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. From our entire Home Helpers family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. There is no place like home for the holidays.
Hello, this is Chad David from Orchard Nutrition Center. I want to wish all of our veterans and military for their years of service. We know this is a hard time of the year, not seeing your families and loved ones. From all of us at Orchard Nutrition Center, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certification. Service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Wind River Resort and Casino is the best place to bring in 2018. Purchase your Mardi Gras New Year's Eve Bash tickets now. This party kicks off Sunday, December 31st at 7:30, featuring DJ Backward, mixing it up for headlining act The Basics. Performing all the top 40 you need to dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, includes a delicious buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple. New Year's breakfast, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino. This event sells out fast. Be sure to reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. Plus, Elements will be open at 1:30 a.m. for a New Year's breakfast for $9 with River Club card. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino signature New Year's Eve Bash Mardi Gras, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better. Mardi Gras, New Year's Eve at the River.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. From our entire Home Helpers family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. There is no place like home for the holidays.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in studios of KCNR 1460. What's it look like for weather the rest of this week here, Bob?
Rest of the week, we should see sunny days with highs in the 60s, overnight lows in the low 30s, upper 40s. And, How about upper 30s, low 40s?
Get that straightened out.
Next chance of rain is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Good. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They're a veteran-owned business.
I should check on the lake, too.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. They are the trusted providers of quality, compassionate in-home care. They customize their solutions to your family. Whether it's short-term or long-term, you're not going to find a better place than Home Helpers in Sharon Clark. Give them a call, 226-8350. And Sharon, by the way, is going to be having a new show starting, the 3rd of January, right here on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., right after us. What else is going on? Okay, you remember where this guy down in Texas, the Air Force veteran who had been thrown out of the Air Force, dishonorable,
right.
And they had all these charges against him, and the Air Force did not pass on this to the FBI database. Right now, so there's three cities, New York, Philadelphia, and San Francisco, are now got a lawsuit against the Pentagon to force the Pentagon to submit to federal court monitoring of its reporting requirements. The Pentagon recently acknowledged it's filed to comply with requirements dating back to the 1990s. Oh, I didn't see that one. Okay, the failure on behalf of the Department of Defense has led to the loss of innocent lives by putting guns in the hands of criminals and those who wish to cause immeasurable harm. Of course, that comes from Bill de Blasio, New York mayor, and anything he says is specious anyway.
Yeah.
But, it's right. They should, he's right in his one point, is that the Pentagon, when you have guys that are bad guys, and we have, I know it's hard to believe, but there are some bad guys in the military, that when they get kicked out with an undesirable a bad conduct discharge or a dishonorable discharge or for violence and things like this, and they walk away, and there's nothing in the database. I mean, they spent time in jail, and there's nothing in the database that's submitted to the database. So these guys go out and buy guns. They just go out and buy a gun. Okay, let's do a background check. Well, okay, have I ever been arrested? No. So then they do the background check, and nothing comes out because they didn't do it before.
Yeah.
They just were in jail in the military. The whole thing is messed up. Which is one of the words I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
hold them to account. Now, if this is, the last thing I want to see is this supporting Reno's idiotic assertion that anybody who was in the military is a potential threat to the public safety.
That wasn't Reno. That was Neapolitano.
Oh yeah, it's Ice Cream Woman.
The one that's the one that's heading up your University of California. I think that. It would be things like where they do hard time or something like that. It's not if somebody gets a general discharge or anything like that. Anything that's nonviolent, I don't think you'd see it in there. So how much worse can it get? Here it is, Christmas time, and you've got a class trying to teach I even hate to say this, really. Because I'm just going to read the headline. A college offers a course in queering God. And that's all I've read is the headline. I don't even want to read it. I mean, I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, what are they talking about? So I'll have to go in there and read it later. But, I mean, where, you know what? Where have we lost it? Yeah. Where did we lose it? Was it in the 60s? I'm really thinking about this. Was it in the 60s when the government was lying to the people and, you know, and then Nixon gets, you know, he's going to be impeached and then he quits instead and you have all these riots because of Vietnam and then all these people, these radicals went into the educational side of it. So they're teaching now and they're the ones that are, you know, leading our children. And I mean, did it start there or did it start somehow where it was where a single family, a nuclear family was great. And then all of a sudden it wasn't that you didn't need to have a father and mother, you know, to raise children on. And then you started paying people to have children. I mean, where can anybody track down the spot or that area, that time, you know, within a couple months of when all this began?
I think it's a process rather than an event.
Well, it may be, but it's what something precipitated and everything just keeps piling on. Why can't it push the other way?
The wheels are wobbling.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Dick, good morning.
Morning, Carl. Say, my wife Frances and I, we have a home on Barrel Court, which is about 1.5 miles west of I-5 off of South Bonneview, and we're lit up every night. A lot of people turn their lights off after Christmas, but our lights are on every evening in December till 11 o'clock. And we have this is our eighth year we've been helping the Salvation Army. We have a red kettle out there, and we'll be collecting money for the Salvation Army all the way up until New Year's Eve. Last year, we raised about $23,000 for the Salvation Army.
Yeah,
Commander Gibson just called in and let us know, gave us the heads up on this.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir.
I just got up.
Well, that's nice.
You need to get up earlier so you hear the whole show.
I didn't get to bed at midnight.
Well, that's
last
true.
Last night till about 10 o'clock.
Well, that's,
but anyway,
that's true.
The Salvation Army, they're way behind their donations. We're inviting people to come out and see our lights. We won second place this year in the Light Home Contest. And anyway, to come out and support the Salvation Army. They really need help this year.
Okay, sir.
Awesome.
And thank you for everything you're doing, sir.
Thank you
for your holiday spirit. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. You know, okay, so it's still out there on Barrel Court?
Yeah, that's
you
one
still
of the
get
stops
out there?
On the limo.
Oh, yeah. I've been out there before. Yeah, I mean, it's just like the whole area there is just like on. You know what? This is the one where you see NASA's up there, and you got an astronaut. He's looking down. He says, Houston, do you see this?
Star Drive, off of Star Drive is another setup where it's several houses that have collaborated for a synchronous, and then there's one up in the Western Ranches area, I think, that does that. The automated, animated Christmas lights that play to music, and it's very awesome.
Plays to music. I love that. You know, if you know what he's talking about, the Christmas light fight. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I've only seen part of it. So what I'm seeing is, I think what I'm seeing is that the that they compete, you know, they come out there and they show about, they show, you know, the place, you know, how it's all lit up, and then they compare, and then what the winner goes to the next week or something.
Yeah, last year we had that local family that that nailed it, got the big one.
Well, he said he finished second this year.
Yeah,
isn't that great?
Yeah.
So okay, what are some other things going on here before we have our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer walk in here? Law enforcement is coming out now at the end of this year, and they're saying, their leaders are saying that Trump's strong support for police has saved lives.
Mm-hmm.
Giving the police a kind of a bully pulpit there.
Yeah.
And getting our arms around again, the fact is that, you know, nobody, you know, and we talk about this, but nobody. Should be pulled over, you know, accosted, anything, just because of race, you know, whether they're gay or straight or anything like this. No, nothing like that. But we have a lot of cops out there doing their very best, just like this young man yesterday or on Christmas Eve that was killed, you know, the California Highway Patrolman. Just like him, they're out there risking their lives every day to save people, to help people. And, you know, it's the police as a whole are not bad.
We need to put away the broad brush. Is every cop
everything
racist? No. Is every person of color a criminal? No.
Of course not.
Put away the broad brush.
Does every white male have white privilege? Yes. I saw this. There was something on the other day, and the guy was praying. He goes, you know, he's praying to the Lord, and he goes, even though that I know that I'm, and I was born white and rich, and went to really good schools, and he, you know, the prayer centered around that. I'm going, whoa. Where's Nate Abareo when we need him?
Yeah,
Nate almost got to walk home from Shasta Dam one day when he started going one day. And you know, the white privilege, and then it was the veterans were all like out of the movie, I don't know, something like Deer Hunter or something. And I went, do you really believe that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, get out of the truck. He did. He caught a ride back with somebody else. I miss Nate now and then.
Yeah.
I sent him a little Christmas thing. I said, hi, Nate. You alive? And
I think he's doing soccer games or something on a Mexican radio
station. Something like that. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back with... Well, the way things are going today, I hope it's Celestina Traver from the Shasta County.
I heard that, or we're going to be begging for phone calls, no, baby.
Yeah. Either that or it's open line.
And how about this? Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Here comes the Arctic Express, bringing a blast of teeth-chattering cold to a large part of the country, and it's not only the usual cold spots.
Some freezing temperatures, you know, certainly well to the south with this air mass, certainly towards very close to the Gulf Coast, for example.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley, and then there's all that snow. More than 5 feet on the ground in the Erie, Pennsylvania area. Oliver Simpson is in Mayville, New York. It's about 30 miles east of Erie, near Lake Erie.
The last three winters have been pretty mild, but this, I've been living here for about 7 years. I haven't seen the snow like this on the sidewalks in Mayville in 7 years.
He spoke with Buffalo's WKBW-TV. The snow and the cold not keeping holiday shoppers from their appointed rounds. Shane and Keisha Peek on the prowl for bargains at the Macy's flagship store in New York City.
My daughter's dragging me around these shops. They're very nice, but we've yet to spend all our money yet. But it's great, you know, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's usually like 20 off when you get something and then you get something else free. Like in a lot of shops, it's 20% off and 50% off.
And it's looking like it was a very good Christmas season for retailers, both online and in traditional brick-and-mortar stores. The stock market soared this year.
Stock prices, as measured by the S&P 500, a broad measure of stock prices, is up just about 20% for the year, which is about as good as it gets.
That's Mark Zandi, chief economist with Moody's Analytics.
Lots of green on the screen, so... you know, I wouldn't anticipate that happening, for the long run.
I'm Shelley Adler.
And right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up about 41 points, the NASDAQ 19 points higher, and the S&P is better by 5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Japan's Supreme Court has upheld the acquittal of a woman who had been accused of involvement in an attack by a doomsday cult on the Tokyo subway.
Naoko Kikuchi was arrested in 2012 and sentenced to 5 years in prison.
The High Court acquitted her, arguing that she wasn't aware of the motives of the members of the Aum Shinrikyo cult, of which she was a former member. The cult is known for an attack on the Tokyo Metro in 1995 with the nerve gas sarin, which killed 12 people. The Supreme Court has now dismissed an appeal by prosecutors to reverse the acquittal. She had been charged with assisting attempted murder in 1995 by transporting bomb-making materials for the cult, which sent a parcel bomb to an office of the Tokyo government, seriously wounding one employee.
That's the BBC's Arnold Skivitz. The U.S. military says it has killed 13 members of the Al-Shabaab terrorist group with an airstrike in southern Somalia on Sunday morning. News and analysis at townhall.com. Several big cities filing a federal lawsuit against the Defense Department.
The move follows that Texas church shooting by a former Air Force member last month who was able to buy a rifle after the Defense Department did not report his domestic violence record to the FBI's National Background Check System. New York City, San Francisco, and Philadelphia filed the lawsuit, arguing that failure allowed him to shoot 26 people to death. The lawsuit seeks an injunction and judicial oversight to ensure ongoing compliance with the Defense Department's obligation to submit records. Julie Walker, New York.
A pair of minor earthquakes just a few hours apart rattled the San Jose area, Central California last night. No reports of damage or injuries. The first, a 3.1, followed a few hours later by a magnitude 3.9 Temblor. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 on 1326 Market Street, downtown Reading. It's the beginning of the reclamation of downtown Reading right here, KCNR 1460. It is 8:05 in the morning. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, newly remodeled, but the same great walk-in humidor and the great customer service that they're famous for. I'm here with Bad Bob, who's going to tell me what the news is, and we're here by ourselves.
We'll tell you what the weather is.
Well, tell me what the weather is. I'd rather you tell me what the weather is,
yeah,
because I know what the news is, but I don't know what the...
Mostly sunny, mostly clear, sunny, mostly clear, and that's the next few days. It'll be sunshine during the day with highs in the 60s, clear skies at night with lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Got that the right way around. We got a chance of rain starting on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Just a chance right now. Nothing definite about it. But then back to mostly sunny skies when as we enter the new year. Shasta Lake is holding at 51 feet from the top of the dam. And all of the above is brought to you by our good friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's their anniversary sales this week. Just, you know, Christmas is over, but why not start off the new year with something nice. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Great people over there. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Okay. Well, obviously, I've been stood up.
Again.
You know, I'm going to have to go back and look at the dates. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's me. But I'm not sure, you know. I mean, I think I have something.
Could
I'm going to go back
your
and look.
Fevered state.
It could be. Maybe everybody's coming in tomorrow, and I just thought it was today. I'll go back and look, and I'll say I'm going to drop dimes on people today.
Yeah. This means, of course,
we can either go to a show from last week, and I can crawl out of here, or we're going to go to open line.
Open
line. Open line. I want to hear. It's, you know what? It's not Ramp Thursday yet, but how about let's start it with Ramp Wednesday.
What you got stuck in your craw?
How about this? How about something good? How about more than 1.3 million people have dropped off the food stamp roll since Trump has become president? That's right. It's decreased by 3.2%. Or 1,368,000 plus, except for the exception of August 2017 when Hurricanes Harvey and Irma struck Texas, Florida, and parts of Louisiana. SNAP enrollment has been on a steady downward trend since Trump took office. The cost of maintaining the food stamp program hit a 7-year low, too, you know, to keep that going. It's estimated $68 billion. at the end of 2017. It's in a seven-year low. And at the end of 2017, when it spent an estimated $68 billion, and that's the seven-year low.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? The food stamp usage is at its lowest level in 7 years. The Trump administration is introducing new initiatives to reduce SNAP costs and promote self-sufficiency among able-bodied adults. To get able-bodied adults back to work and off welfare at the federal level. We announced his 2018 budget, and his administration announced in December the creation of several initiatives that would drive SNAP program costs down at the federal and state levels. That they would give state agencies more control over administering SNAP as one way to curb costs of the multi-billion dollar welfare program. State-level legislatures are requiring food stamp users to work to receive benefits. Causes enrollment to plunge. This is what they're looking at. Hey, look, if you want to do this, you need to work. You can work at, you know, county projects. You can work, you know, cleaning up stuff, picking up trash, you know, so that you're doing something besides just getting this thing handed to you.
Exactly. The dole.
The dole. And when that happened, many people dropped off.
Yeah.
Why was this?
Right now, there is no incentive because you get more from the freebies than you do from honest labor. So I know people who will turn their back on public assistance because they were instilled with a sense of pride that says, no, I will not accept that money. Other people say, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and take what I think is coming to me. So it depends on, I guess, how you were raised.
Well, that's something else that's impacted. Unemployment rate hits a 17-year low, causing people to cancel their food stamps. I mean, you know, there's more people working, and new initiatives to combat food stamp fraud causes enrollment to drop. So that when they find out that some of the people that don't qualify for it are still coming in and getting it.
Have 43 dependents on their thing. Yeah.
All those things are reasons why. They are taking out articles of impeachment on Trump.
Who would say?
Some Democrats. Some Democrats are doing this. They are going for the, their thinking is that they've got him for a number of things. Are you ready for this? They've got him for the President Trump because he has taken money from foreign companies, foreign governments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because his companies had. And they've got him for obstructing justice when he fired Comey. And, of course, and Comey went and leaked everything to the Washington Post or whoever that he leaked the
right,
information
right.
to so it would go out there and admitted he leaked it. So, but now they're saying, oh, no, we have enough to impeach him. Of course, they don't have anything to impeach him. When you have somebody, I mean, stuck on the wall like Bill Clinton was,
mm-hmm.
it admitted everything.
Well,
and
he
lied for a long time until the blue dress showed up. Can you imagine what they would have done to Lewinsky if she hadn't had that dress?
Yeah.
If that woman, whatever her name was, I can't remember her name, had not said, she mentioned the dress to this woman. Remember the one that broke all the news? And she grabbed that dress and put it in a bag. She said, no, you need to keep this dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were getting ready to pillory her, getting ready just to take her out, and the rumor started. She's got proof.
Yeah.
She's got a blue dress. She has DNA evidence.
Devil with a blue dress on. Yeah. I think it will be an interesting year and some paradigm shifts. And a lot of angry, and I'm not sure as to how comfortable I am with, I welcome more women joining the political process because that is a necessary, natural thing. What I'm a little worrying about is angry women with an axe to grind joining the political process, because that's going to do nothing but engender, if you'll excuse the pun, a backlash. Would you say so?
I think so, and I think that for so long women have been slighted, pushed around.
Oh, yeah.
Have had to put up with stuff that men wouldn't have to put up with.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, nobody, you know, you get some, you know, I mean, even to the point where if they say anything, they lose their job, so they have to live in fear. I mean, so it's, you know, there's no room for that anywhere. On the other hand, there are people that are jumping on the bandwagon. This happened 40 years ago, and I'm suing you for it. You know, I don't even know who you are. Exactly. Oh, no. We met this time, you know, blah, blah, blah. on, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's just as bad, though. You know, it's wine. It's, and what it does, it weakens the rest of the argument.
Precisely.
Because all you have to do is find one or two like that, and people are going to point their fingers at it and go, oh, okay, so that's what's going on. Look at Bill Cosby. Look how many people refuse to believe it about Bill Cosby. And then one after another after another after another from things like 40, 50 years ago showing up. And it's like, well, that's an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
And he's denied every one of them. Yeah. And I just hope that, you know, Bill Cosby did so much for family. And I know people are going, oh, yeah, he's drugging girls and, you know, having his way there. But, I mean, if you think about what he stood for, you know, about the family and about, you know, the relations between African-Americans and white Americans and all this, you know, just everybody being treated the same and all this. This was his thing. You know, go to school. You know, don't just, you know, don't see how many kids you can have. You know, be a father, be a mother. And these are all things that are so important. They just went out the window when the accusations flew.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't gone to trial yet.
Do predators need to be brought to account? Absolutely.
Sure.
Does there need to be a wholesale slaughter of anybody who you don't happen to like and happens to be in possession of guy parts? Now we're kind of getting into, and that will not end well.
So you're saying anybody that just going after men?
Yeah.
Well, you got to think about it, too. There's a couple other things you need to think about.
Guilty till proven innocent stuff, you know.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. It is 8:15 in the morning here on the 27th of December, 2017. 35 degrees going up to 62.
During this holiday season, we want to thank all of our veterans and active military for defending our freedoms in areas all around the world. Every day, these brave men and women put themselves in harm's way so we may all enjoy the American way. I'm Joe Comente, Executive Director of the Shasta Builders Exchange and the Trade School. On behalf of our staff, members, and students, we want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year. God bless you, and thank you for your service.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coach Master Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coach Master's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coach Master. Coach Master is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coach Master Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coach Master on Eastside Road in Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda sounds worse than me, so geez. If that's possible. Yeah, I know. So we just sit there and look at each other. We're signing to each other. Yeah, she signed to me yesterday. The
whiteboards and markers.
Well, yeah, that, and there was something. I did something, I guess, that wasn't cool. So she signed to me right then. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah, I hope you appreciate that I'm here doing live reads for you when I am just, you know, a step away from being in the hospital. Right here. You know what? If you're going to buy a gun, I don't care if it's a long gun or a pistol, if you don't go to Bastiani Arms first, you're being foolish. You're being foolish. You've got it. You know what? They've got every type of firearm you want, all accessories, classes on CCW. They've got it all, plus customer service is just outstanding. Outstanding customer service. All of this at Bastiani Arms. It's open Tuesday through Saturday. It's 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Billy Bob, I have missed you.
Hey, Carl and Bob, hey, I just want to take this opportunity since you had some free time.
Oh, boy,
hey,
do I.
You don't sound that bad. What the hell?
You ought to see it from my side.
Yeah, well, you don't sound good.
Okay, I mean, all right. I'm fighting it, man, fighting it.
Anyway, I got so much to say, but I'll start with the fact that I'm congratulating your radio program for 9-year anniversary.
Yeah, we're starting our ninth year.
Eighth year.
Starting our ninth year, though. Yeah, thank you.
Going on your ninth year. Okay. I listen to you religiously, and I want to make a point of how much I appreciate Bob's keen insight into everything that's going on. What a wonderful voice and what a wonderful technician you've got there. And I'm excited about your new studio, and let's see, I got some other things here. Oh, the fact that Donald Trump, you said that Vince was the only one that mentioned that Donald Trump was going to win. Well, I was right in the thick of that, as you will well remember.
That's true.
Indeed.
You were too. You know, you were all over that. You said he was going to win too, you know. Billy Bob, you're right. Because the only reason I remember Vent is because he sends me an email every week reminding me of it.
To chortle it.
He chortles and...
Right. No, I was one of the first guys to,
that's right,
to try to get you turned the right direction with him.
I tell you what, he's done a lot, and you know what? He is learning on the job just like Obama did, and Obama was given a lot of chances, and Trump hadn't been given any. They're just on him all over the place. But he's done some great things so far, in my opinion.
Well, no, he has absolutely been fabulous with the resistance of the Democrats and even the Republicans. I mean, it's been phenomenal. The history books will bring it down. I got to direct you to Laura Ingraham's new book, Billionaire at the Barricades. I just got it for Christmas. I haven't got into it yet, but I guess it's just an incredible book. Billionaire at the Barricades.
Yeah, that's your new book.
I love that.
I appreciate your airing Laura Ingraham. I'm a little disappointed that I'm going to miss an hour of her show on Wednesdays coming up.
Well, but I tell you what.
I think you will enjoy Sharon's show.
Sharon's a great lady, and you know what? You can always catch her on a podcast, but it's just, you know what? This is, again, you know, we're a community radio station, and if I can bring more of the community into it, I just love doing that.
Oh, I know what you do, and it's appreciated, but I'm going to miss Laura because I don't have a computer, so I'm without that technology. But anyway, again, I just want to congratulate you on all your success. And the way you maneuver the community events and make notice of all the stuff that is so much needed to be publicized. And again, have a great new year, and my blessings to you all.
Billy Bob, it's people like you that have made our ability to make this station a success. People like
here.
Billy Bob and Henry and all the people out there that listen and all the advertisers. And I tell you what, we so much appreciate you. And you have a wonderful year.
Yeah, all your listeners and all your callers, I so much appreciate them. And such patriots. I mean, this is incredible. And what a nucleus of energy that you have created with your radio program. So anyway, thanks, Bob. You do a great job. And thanks, Carl. And say hi to Linda. All right, bye.
Bye. Bye.
That was a nice call. That was a smile on my face call.
Yeah, well, you know,
I blush a little bit.
Too, but Billy Bob has been, every time we get somebody on here, he asks them very great questions. And there are questions like, well, how come? You know, we're building. We need to be building things here. You know?
Exactly.
And
that's been
you're
his
making
grumpy.
Things too hard to do. You know, I think, you know, Billy Bob is known in the construction industry. But the bottom line is that they are starting to build, you know, Jeb Allen and other places. I know that, there's a couple other builders that are putting up some things, you know, not the 200 plus houses, but they're smaller. I mean, it's a smaller, a deal, but it's still, you know, it's like multi housing, you know, multi-family housing.
A lot of mixed use going in downtown.
No, and they're fighting a battle here with the city, you know, over that, you know, so when you go into, you know, when you get into that, you know, Boyce Muse is that, you know, he and a couple other people are trying to put some stuff up also.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's just amazing that you've got people that want to just keep fighting and fighting and fighting to do things for the city. And everybody goes back and says, oh, it's the state. Well, no, it's not the state. It's your attitude.
Yeah.
You've got to have the attitude. You've got to have the attitude of, well, I don't know, what do you want to build? Give me your plans. Give them the plans back saying this is where the changes are, and that's the last time you touch those plans.
Yeah.
And they just do it. And you come out there, okay, mark it off. And here's the other thing. Cut 10% off that stuff. I mean, why should you have to pay $27,000 to build a home?
Yeah.
$27,000 plus other things. So.
Yeah, and why does it cost more to initiate a restaurant business in this town than it does Phoenix, Arizona?
Or Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. Why?
Because they're bigger. They have less walls. I don't know. Ask Brent Weaver.
Yeah.
Hey, Brent, why is it that it costs you more to get the Kobe Beef House than that it did to open that same style restaurant in Dallas, Texas? I mean, how has that changed? Because I remember Brent, when he was talking about it before he was city councilman, he was he was quite articulate about it. Not that he would say, you know, not that he's cursing or anything. Very articulate about why am I paying this much money?
Yeah.
Why am I having to pay this much money for this restaurant when you could open up the exact same restaurant in like 100 other cities for half the price, if not more, if not, you know, half the price or less? Maybe things have changed. You know, it's been a couple years. I still hear people having battles with the city and the county, though.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
We have so many things. In spite of the year that was 2017, and let's be honest, there were an awful lot of things that we all wish had not happened.
Many.
But I think mentally the new year is a marking point, and we say, okay, we put all that bad stuff as much as we can behind us. We have a clean slate ahead. How do we make the best of it? And I think that as a community, as a region, as a state, as a nation, we need to take that forward look and say, how can we do better as a individually and as a group? Don't you agree?
I think so. I think that we are a nation that needs to pull together again. And I don't see that happening. And there would be nothing to make me happier to see Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, sit down and have breakfast together. You know, and when they leave, you know, Mitch leans over and, you know, gives Chuck a little peck on the cheek, something like that. No, well, no, I'm talking about it, man. Yeah. You know, I mean, that they could be get together and then the rest of them could get together. And that Doug LaMalfa has Nancy Pelosi over for dinner.
Yeah, that would be
come
nice.
On up, Nancy. Let's have a little barbecue up here. And Nancy would go, oh, damn, of course. Oh, you're so tall. You know, and, you know, and just have the...
Let's face it, some of that dead wood needs to be taken out of there. There was an article last night that good old Orrin Hatch is getting some pushback to that it's time to move on. It is time to, he's been in there so long, you know, he's it is time to move. He's fossilized
yeah,
in position.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Hatch has come back and said, oh, really? So, you know, and he just, you know, he smacked him back. But you're right. You know, he's got to be, what, 80 or something?
Yeah.
Okay, just as here's before we go into break, something for you to really enjoy. Governor Jerry Brown celebrated a sanctuary state Christmas by pardoning two convicted criminal aliens to prevent their deportation this week by the Trump administration. He granted 132 pardons and commuting 19 prison sentences, and that they received a court-issued certificate of rehabilitation for living crime-free in California for over a decade. Now, that's those other people. But then he also pardoned them so he could get them out of here. I love it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Our house, you know, it may not sound it, is nice and warm and cozy all the time. Why? Because of Alliance Heating and Air. They put in that new system. They've kept the other systems working great. You can't ask for more. They can work on any system. And they have guarantees. They have warranties. They have all of these things. It's a veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. You got to give them a call, though, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back. It's 8:31 in the morning.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials,
Nail Care and Waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
This is Lance Beck, president of North State Security. My father, Archie Beck, the founder of North State Security, was a World War II Navy veteran, a Purple Heart recipient, and a Pearl Harbor survivor. And his meaningful, patriotic soul has been a mainstay of our company since its inception in 1968. We here at North State Security are proud when we say that over 30% of our security officers are honorably discharged veterans. As we continue our spirit of being veteran-friendly, North State encourages all men and women with a military background to seek employment with us. Whether you be in your 20s or your 70s, we would like to serve you as you have served all of us. Come be a part of making our community a safer place by calling 243-0295. That's 243-0295. Or by visiting us at 1970 Hartnell or on Facebook by searching NS Secure.
Our Shasta County Veterans Service Office wishes all active duty, their families, and local veterans a Merry Christmas. Our troops make a courageous effort year-round to ensure Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, saluting all Armed Forces men and women and wishing you a happy holiday season.
This salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
You only have to hang on for another half hour, boss.
I got it. I'm here. I'm back.
I got this.
I have this. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 27th of December, I think it is, 2017. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Let me tell you something. It's a better-known business, gives the best haircuts in the world. It's a man's last stronghold. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Head on down there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right on the corner there across from Subway. You know, I'm sitting here, and I don't mean to be babbling on, or, you know, I'm trying to get through this. And I've got to call somebody because I'm supposed to have lunch and have a great adventure this afternoon. I'm just not going to be able to do that. I'm just going to...
You are going to go home, crawl into your bed, drink plenty of fluids, and try to get through this because...
Drink soup.
If you are... You may have to make some phone calls and get somebody to cover tomorrow because...
Not me.
You
I'll die before I don't show up.
Well...
Okay, maybe not that bad. Anyway, okay. Open lines here. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, a variety of different things that are going on. You know, the thing about the next one is in 2018, you know what, for the next couple of days, we're going to go through all the things that happened in 2017, including all the stars that passed away.
Man.
I mean, there was just like a multitude of stars that passed away this past year. And that we want to talk about those. And not just stars. I shouldn't say stars. I should say celebrities. Because some of them are like math teachers and, you know, military types. And
people of
engineers.
Note.
Yeah, people of note who have passed away in this last year. Unfortunately, people that were, you know, because they've been on this, you know, on the screen of your TV set or your movies, they get maybe too much attention.
They happen to be able to throw a ball.
Harvey Weinstein. Even though he's still walking around, he could be the star of Dead Man Walking, he and Kevin Spacey. I mean, yeah, they're alive, but are they going to ever be forgiven? And that was one of the questions that somebody had. He says, is there anything they can do to be forgiven?
If these allegations, and they certainly appear to be true.
Well, they've admitted them. Yeah. First of all, they've admitted them, so they're probably true.
Yeah. I think the best thing they can do for themselves and for the rest of us is... move on and go OJ and go live in seclusion somewhere.
Look at Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer, they're even, he's...
Well, he's off the radar.
Well, you know what? They've even pulled down his, photos. They've wiped him from NBC. Just wiped him. They've even redone his office. They've completely reconstructed the office he used to have. think about this when they go that, oh, no, we were going to do a lot of remodeling anyway. We just happened to start with Matt Lauer's office, and we to deconstruct it. When you think about this, and the hundreds of people that's being touched on this, I don't know if there's been any women been accused of anything yet, but the number of men, this has got to be one of the biggest stories of 2017 is the Me Too movement. When that one lady, that one actress, Rose McGowan, and I don't know if you've ever seen Rose McGowan before, but she's been in a number of movies, you know, like adventure movies and those kind of things. She's works with Rodriguez, mm-hmm. you know, the guy that does the, you know, Desperado and does all the, the extremely violent movies. He and, you know, he works with Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
McGowan broke the story, said, I've been paid, but you know what? This is wrong. And then when that happened, that just opened the floodgates, and it was on Weinstein. And once it opened on him, everybody else. And that has got to be one of the biggest stories in 2017.
Charlie Rose. Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman.
Out of there.
Dustin Hoffman, 80 years old. And this guy was starting to question him about it. And he goes, I didn't handle the questioning right. I don't know what to say, you know because it's Dustin Hoffman. And this woman accused him of something. And a couple other people have come forward, too, and said Dustin Hoffman was a little strange back then when he was in his 20s and 30s. But you know what? What about this last 20 years or 30 years? Has he been a good guy?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so you go back to when the guy's 20 years old or 25, yet should you be punished? But, well, how are you going to punish somebody like this? You're a bad person. Okay, I did things I shouldn't have done back then. Well, then what? I mean, okay, does that mean they don't ever work again? Even though some of them, Harvey Weinstein's different. You know, he's into rape and all these kind of things. But, I mean, why? I mean, at what point? I mean, if you make a mistake, and you've made a mistake here, Bob, once
just
or twice,
a few.
You know, as I have made mistakes in my life, but people don't take everything that you have because of a mistake. That right. you know what? I've hurt people before. You've hurt people before. I mean, you know, it just happens sometimes. But it's you're not punished forever for it. You've got a chance to make retribution. So, what is the retribution these guys have got to make to come back into society again? Weinstein, forget, you know, he's gone. He's walking dead.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Spacey probably too. Maybe not. But the rest of them. I mean, look at Mickey Rooney. This guy was a wild man back when he was a kid. Married, mm-hmm. what, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times, something like that. He was a wild man.
I think the word you're looking for is redemption.
Redemption.
Right? Yeah.
Not retribution. You're right.
Yeah.
Redemption. Thank you. Yeah. So is there any redemption for these people? Should there be? Should Bill Clinton be able to have redemption from the American people? What does he have to do for redemption?
Yeah.
I tell you what, as far as Linda's concerned, the only thing that it would be, the only redemption for Bill Clinton is from that Vikings series when they make...
Oh, the Blood Eagle.
They make the Blood Eagle, the blood wings out there when they... that's the only one.
Yeah, we don't want to describe that. Too graphic.
I don't even want to get into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, look
but
that
she's
up.
Just, you know, she's just, you know, really strong on that one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's one of the just huge. Okay, here's another story. Tell me what you think about this. NFL. Kneeling. This has become a huge story, too, in the sense of the NFL has just taken it in the money bags.
Mm-hmm.
Because people not showing up, they're saying is that they're not watching their, you know, Monday Night Football. This last Monday Night Football was one of the lowest ever.
I think that the Super Bowl is going to be astoundingly bad for the NFL, and it's going to be the chicken coming home to roost for the NFL because those ad revenues are going to go right in the tank.
Well, they asked Mark Cuban if he'd be interested in buying the Carolina Panthers, since the guy that – here's another guy owns the Carolina Panthers, been accused of sexual and racial comments. He said, okay, you know what the hell, I'm selling it. You know, okay, I'll take my $1 billion out of it.
Yeah.
And they asked Mark Cuban about it. He goes, because he already owns, you know, like a basketball franchise. And he goes, why would I want to invest that much money in something that's going downhill?
Yeah.
You know, the NFL. The NFL's got too many problems right now to invest in. And you think about that. And so is it all because of, you know, when you get down to it, it's a small percentage of players doing that. But it the
they have painted the barrel.
Well, but it started with Kaepernick, and then they started, and then Trump says these guys should be fired. You know, they're here, they're there to do one job, play football, not to get into political wrangles. And when he did that, then all the next week they all sat down. That really screwed the pooch, and so that got everything going. And then you have teams turning on each other. So this, again, is one of the big stories. As much as, okay.
It's a microcosm of the greater divide.
These are just stories. And then you think about North Korea is working on, you know, nukes, ISIS being destroyed, the new tax things. I mean, these are huge stories, but people are paying so much attention. Look, we just spent 10 minutes talking about
bad behavior.
Bad behavior of, in our opinion, bad behavior. Now, the other people are saying, hey, they have a right to do that. About Me Too and then the NFL. We spent 10 minutes on that. We have spent time earlier today talking about the triumphs of the Trump presidency, but what about the other things that are happening in the world right now? Look at Brexit. Look what happened there. And you're looking now as people that are opposing Brexit, the number of the polls on that is they're down at the lowest they've ever been, 39%
mm-hmm.
are in favor of, you know, of not breaking away from the European Union. Only 39%. So then you're looking at all the rest of them. And now they're starting to do things like, and then you have in the a number of terrorist attacks that have been in Europe. And then 59 people killed in Las Vegas. 59 people, every one of them killed by a gunshot. 59 people killed in Las Vegas. Then 26 people killed in that church in Texas. The shooter confronted by somebody with a gun. That shoots him and then chases him down.
A close call in Tehama County.
Tehama County, the guy comes out, and they locked it down. Those heroes there at the school locked it down. And the police, here comes the police. This whole thing is, when you think about it, there are so many things going on. And that's just, you know, that's just part of what's going on here. I mean, it's literally, it's too hard to keep up with all the things that are happening that are just indefensible. Or sad.
Yep. A brighter spot, the Google Doodle, for those of you who use the Chrome browser. 116th birthday of none other than class personified Marlene Dietrich.
Oh, that's why her photo's around.
Yeah, yeah.
116th. She still looks pretty good.
But that's the kind of people, we were talking about this the other day, that's the kind of people who are conspicuously absent.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hey, it's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. And I say friends because they are. They're your neighbors and, you know, people that you know. You know, their husbands or wives work at the schools and everything. They're just your neighbors down here. It's your local bank here. Cornerstone Community Bank. It's the newest branch, of course, is at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's. Once you head on down there, see what customer service is really about, and experience how Cornerstone Community Bank is moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certification. Service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
A singer in a smoke-haired room. A smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share.
My favorite memory of 2017. The whole crowd down at Tiger Field rocking back and forth as this song played. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, there I was. I had my camera out there, and I was singing along just like everybody else. And then I played it back. And I realized, after I played it back, the only thing, only voice I could hear was mine. And it was so horrible.
I hear Six Wire will be returning.
They're coming back again. And I tell you what, Rick Bassetti, you... You killed him out there. Man, you were the man. I tell you what, Rick Bassetti brought in Six Wire, and then the lead singers from Korn, right? Or Kansas?
Kansas.
Kansas, and of course, the former lead singer of Journey.
Journey, man.
And I tell you what, and these guys are so cool that there's the former lead singer from Journey, and he's walking around the infield after it was over. He's kind of looking around. We all went over there and said hello to him. He's a nice guy, really a nice guy. And people said, well, you know, he doesn't have the pipes. Well, maybe he doesn't have the pipes he did, you know, 15 years ago. The guy could still belt it out.
Yeah.
And as far as I was concerned,
was there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you love a song like that one. Yeah. Plus all the others he did from Journey. And then Six Wire, my God, they could play for anybody.
Oh, yeah. And they rolled professionally through the electrical issues at the very start of
the
show.
They just laughed and said,
it
took the pressure off. The pressure off everybody, and then they played there. But you're right. And this year, I think Six Wire is coming back, and they're going to change it. So there's going to be, one, it's going to be a little bit less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want like the upfront tickets, and it's going to be a little bit earlier in the year where it's not so hot.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, like May, wouldn't that be great?
Apparently, they enjoyed the reception they got already.
Oh, well, you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, in two of the band, Linda, you know the drummer and the bass player.
Oh yeah,
had played in one of Linda's bands at one time back in Nashville, so she knew those two guys. And the drummer plays with Dolly Parton, and you know they're all on that TV series Nashville. But they all are just absolute pros playing on all these albums, and they come together, you know, and they tour. And out of these things, where people can come into this gathering or not a convention, but a place where these bands come in, and people like you know that you want to have you know come mm-hmm. to your town, and then you've got the bass band, okay, Six Wire, and then you pick the singers because they can cover anybody.
If you are a child of the 60s, or if you are younger than that and you love the music, if you have a computer, go punch in Six Wire, The Beast. If you don't have a computer, go find somebody who does and listen to that song.
The whole thing is 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes of riffs, guitar riffs from songs that you will recognize just from
that
the guitar.
Defined a generation.
Yeah, it does. It's just how it starts out from so many different bands, and these guys are so good. Okay, here we are advertising for them in, you know, in December for a May thing, but I tell you, if they come back, I'm getting tickets right away up to the front.
We need to look forward to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to put up with a bunch of bad stuff that's going to happen, but we're looking forward to the good stuff.
Well, usually I save this for Friday, and I'll just bring it back again Friday anyway, but, you know, 2018 is going to be a great year for everybody. I firmly believe that. You know, I've been reading, I read a lot. And the latest one is that The Untouchables, you know, the story of Elliot Ness.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Ness, by 1956, he was working for a print company. He was a salesman. And the owner of the print company, or the main salesman of the print company, would, you know, he would go with Ness. But this guy was outgoing, Irish, you know, all this. And he would just kind of like take over a room. And Elliot Ness was kind of a quiet guy. He was kind of being in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy realized who, you know, he knew who Elliot Ness was. And he would say, Elliot, tell us a little bit about what happened back, you know, in the 20s, you know, 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
And Elliot would talk about it, his battles with, you know, with Capone and all these. And one night he's at a bar, this beautiful bar down in Chicago. And Oscar Fraley, who was a sports writer. And Ness tells him a couple of stories, and he said, yeah, I've always thought about, you know, just writing it down sometime. Fraley says, I can do that. 1953 or 1954. They published the book the next year. It explodes. They do a two-hour movie or two-part, you know, thing with Robert Stack. It comes on the air after that. So you've got here's The Untouchables, and then it goes into, and it talks about, you know, he died like in 1956,
mm-hmm.
but, and then The Untouchables were so, if you remember, I don't know if you remember that, but they were like number two behind Gunsmoke.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they, of course, the movie with Kevin Costner and Robert De Niro.
And in spite of Costner's best efforts, right. it was a decent movie.
Sean Connery, of course, gets the Academy Award for the best supporting actor.
That's the Chicago way.
You fight the Chicago way. He pulls a knife. He pulls a gun. You know.
Now that was some good
script. You kill him. You know, I mean, it's those kind of things. It's the Chicago way. So you get things like this. And so when you read something like that about a memoir of somebody that was doing his job and heroic, but never really got anything out of it, and then he passed away. You know, as part of it was kind of myth in all this. Because
no, absolutely. It was Hollywood.
He did not. I mean, he had a lot to do with, you know, corralling Capone. And they were called The Untouchables because they were trying to bribe him and they wouldn't do it. But it was the IRS that finally got him. So as you would, you know, as anybody will tell you. Anyway, so all that happened and you think about it. But here was a guy that he ran, and this one, an editor of the Cleveland said about Ness that what seemed to be a strange slide in obscurity, Ness was like Alexander the Great. He ran out of worlds to conquer too early in life.
Mm-hmm.
And after two failed marriages to raven-haired beauties, he tied the knot with a third, Betty Seaver. And they relocated to a tiny little town called Countersport in Pennsylvania. And he got into the North Ridge Industrial, which was printing watermarks. And that's what he did. So when you think about this, you're starting to sneeze, buddy.
Yeah.
You know what?
Thank you. I have a
movie
pick for you.
I'm glad I'm starting to spread this over there.
That's my sinuses kicking in.
No, good.
Movie pick for the week. It is a movie that will uplift you and sadden you all at the same time. It's that sort of movie, Only the Brave, the story of the Granite Mountain Hotshots, that tragic event.
Oh. Who stars in it?
Starring, let's see here. It is the story of the Granite Mountain Hotshots. I don't have the cast in front of me. Yeah.
Okay, well, we were talking to Bill Mastin when he was here, because Bill teaches Hotshots and Smoke Jumpers. And they talked about what had happened that day. They just got totally overcome by this, and it trapped them. And it just stayed there on top of them. And they were all, of course, unfortunately died. There's another one. It's called The Greatest Showman, is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
And this other one with about Winston Churchill, that Gary Oldman plays the part. And he, I understand he's like in a clear runner now. They're saying that, you know, it's Academy Award type of effort for him. Not that I think the Academy Awards are that great. But it's called...
Josh Brolin and Miles Teller on the cast. Jeff Bridges?
There's three guys you like. Okay, everybody, I'm sorry. You know, I hate to apologize, but you know what? Sometimes people don't show up. And that's the way it is. And then
we roll.
We keep rolling. The train has left the station. Billy Bob and all the other people have called in. Thank you so much. And people on our chat room, thank you for those nice words. And we're going to be taking lots of medicine today as I walk out of here.
Rest. Drink your fluids.
I break a luncheon extravaganza. That was going to be lots of fun. But I just, you know, so I'll do that. But everybody, tomorrow. I don't know.
We will have our rant Thursday, will we not?
We'll have rant Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be more. I promise you. We will have everybody that will show up. I will bring people in here. If I have to drag them off the street, if I have to drag them out of
your
next studio, if I come in, we will have a full house tomorrow, and we will talk to everybody about everything. I will go over to the police station and say, give me one of your cops. I'll go over to the fire station. I want a fireman. I want a fireman to come on and talk to me about being a fireman here in Reading. Yeah. I might just do that anyway. And, you know, just things like that. What's it like to cook menudo, you know, to the lady across the street at the Mexican restaurant? Do you sell much menudo around here?
We are a community radio station.
Maybe I'll get, you know what, I can get Jimbo in here. You know,
yeah.
Because it's going to be, you know, I'm going to get Jimbo in here one of these days. I'll ask permission from his boss and see if I can't get him in here for like 20 minutes. So, okay, everybody, have a great day. I hope you feel so much better. Than I do.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading the News, top of the hour, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Investigators are still at a New York apartment house where four bodies were found in a basement apartment. They're not releasing many details, however. Captain Daniel DeWolf is with the Troy Police Department and spoke to WNYT-TV.
It's way, way too early in the investigation to comment much on the investigation itself, other than it's certainly suspicious.
Police in Troy say they are investigating the deaths as homicides. As snow continues to pile up in Erie, Pennsylvania, forecasters warned of frigid sub.